Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, I set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotions with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of living and sharing in community. As some of you know, I'm a bachelor in alternative medicine, a diplomat in existential analysis, NLP practitioner, and I'm currently training in the Andean Mountains to become a shaman of the Inca tradition. During my first shamanic initiation in the mountains of Pisac, I got attuned to nature spirits, their traits, and wisdom. The initiations that followed in the glacier of Sinagara helped me understand the importance of bringing those traits into the collective consciousness of humankind to promote alignment between people and their environment. While working with one of my patients a couple of days ago, I intuitively guided her towards unraveling her own inner connection with life within all of us in nature. My first initiation in Pisac included an amazing meditation where spirit animals showed up within a circle of fire, offering their guidance for difficult times. Little did I know, this meant they were actually going to show up in person whenever I was going through some confusion or difficulty to explain to me how to respond in alignment with the flow of life according to the way in which they naturally flow because of their inner traits. Animals and plants don't adapt. They are naturally attuned to spirit inside and flow in perfect harmony with their surroundings. My patient knew about the shift in consciousness I was going through. She is a gifted healer who studied alternative medicines in Israel. As a healer guiding another healer into awakening and acceptance of her traits, I'm allowed to share some of the stories in my personal life for her to use these stories both as metaphors for self-empowering and modeling. As a gift from my animal guardian Balthasar, who has recently crossed over to the other side, along with my shamanic training, I was telepathically starting to communicate with spirit within animals visiting, just as I understood I communicated with him when he was in this physical world. She had known Balthasar, for he used to help me with the emotional work I do with some patients. As our session together started, my patient told me she had started receiving some animal visits at home. First, a grasshopper showed up at her window. She lives in a building high above in a fifth floor. She managed to get her husband to get rid of it while she remembered our conversation in a previous session about totem animals. She then found many ants in her room but could not find any food or other things that would attract them to that spot. She followed her first adaptive response and killed all of them with a spray she had at hand and again thought about our previous conversation. The path of this patient is very interesting. She will get to a time in her life when she will be working with animals and she will be offering guidance. She's just not open to this yet because she's working on clearing and cleansing what is needed for her to do this work in a very near future. So I was really happy to find out she had been thinking of our previous session when this all happened. She's getting closer to that moment. Her if she would like to learn how to communicate with animals as I was doing. I knew she was natural. She said she doesn't like animals like ants and spiders, but she had been thinking about our previous session, so she was willing to try. We then sat comfortably in the garden, both of us. I started playing some sounds along with guiding her vocally to help her get deep into meditation. When I felt she had reached that state, I guided her towards connecting with the love within all of creation. Through this love, I guided her towards opening a channel to receive this love from life as messages she could relate to in the form of guidance for what she was going through. I asked her to choose a spot in nature. I could see her choosing a tree in a forest. I then guided her into communicating with spirit within the tree and spirit within an ant coexisting peacefully with the tree. The ant took her to the image of the ants in her house and explained to her the importance of living in community. While I picked on the guidance she was receiving, spirit within an ant talked to me as well. I had been receiving the visit of one ant. Not many ants, which is the usual, but one single ant would show up in different places for a couple of days. I would be at a birthday party. I would be working on my computer in a coffee shop. I would be raising my handkerchief. Everywhere, a single ant would appear. I was usually busy or in a hurry, so I didn't want to pay much attention to it. But while my patient was having her ant reading, an ant turned to look at me on my visual mind screen during the meditation I was guiding for her, and she talked to me too. The message was pretty much the same for both of us, with which I remembered how blessed us healers are. Every person we work with somehow reflects ourselves in a beautiful, harmonic way. So this patient was reflecting something I had been dealing with myself. That is what I'd like to share with you today. The ant showed us an image of many ants working together. Then an image of a single ant moving around. The message was very clear. It is not that all ants are the same, even if they look the same to us. Every ant is unique in creation, thus offers a unique service to its community. It isn't working together, serving each other, but they become such a strong force. When they are alone, they become vulnerable. As they behave through a collective consciousness, they are very much aware of their belonging to a soul spirit. They know they are all one. So what the ant had been trying to tell me all along was something that I could relate to my own personal path at the time. I had been thinking of building a new website and how to explain my services to others. The ant showed me images of the previous days where I had been thinking about how to do this, what would be the best way to communicate my truth to others so they would understand what I enjoy and want to offer as work. She explained to me I was making the wrong questions. There was a question which could help me flow with these through doubt. She said the question should be, how can I be of service? She was so right. We all have traits. We are all worthy. It is an understanding how can we be of service that we allow our ego to flow with what our community needs from us. Nobody is better than anybody. Nobody is more this or that than anybody. We are all needed as much. We are meant to serve our community to the best of our abilities. We are meant to experience and learn and grow through this sharing, this giving and receiving, that which we are, that which we hold for others, to live as one. My patient was going through a period in life where she wanted to be left alone. She wanted to have nothing to do with any community. She was experiencing the joy of being alone without guilt. So she started arguing with the ant. I brought her out of meditation and we started talking. She didn't feel much comfortable with sharing with the people from her country, from her religion, from the school her children attended, and on it went. We all come in with traits to share with those around us. That is our purpose for being here. That is why we come to life. Whenever we feel separation or exercise separation, we are falling into the illusion of the mind. That is when we feel disconnected. We get stuck with emotions without knowing how to turn them into feelings. We fear our vulnerability. We live in fear. When we remember we are all one, we are all connected by the same love that sustains every living being, we are loved and worthy of this love. We remember it is in this immense love we come to life to offer our services. We remember how amazing we are, how brave we are, how strong we are. We remember how to turn emotions into feelings, how vulnerability makes us strong. We live in love with ourselves and through it with everything in creation, with all that is. In the next session with my patient, we will be starting homeopathy session as a healing tool to connect her with her inner self and its role in her process. With sharing this story as a podcast, I hope we can all remember how important it is for each of us to share our gifts with those around us. We are all unique. We are all important. We are all meant to live healthy, happy, successful lives. Thanks to all our listeners around the world. Tune in next week at 12 p.m. EST for more interviews with the amazing guests that come forth every day from Monday to Friday to share with us their traits and their amazing paths, so that we can all take something from this. We can all model this path so that we can live healthy, happy lives. Thank you for being with us today.